Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open with S&P futures up 0.4% at 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight bonds are little changed, the dollar is narrowly mixed. WTI crude is higher after a larger than expected inventory draw. Gold is flat, iron ore is higher. Cryptocurrencies have seemingly found support. European equity markets have opened higher following a mixed Asian trade. Better news out of Asia with an Evergrande unit, Hengda Real Estate Group, saying that a coupon payment had been resolved by bondholders in private negotiations. An article from Bloomberg reported that the release triggered speculation that Evergrande struck a deal with noteholders to postpone interest payments without having to label the move a default. Other notable developments include the U.S. House passing a bill to fund the government through the 3rd of December and to extend the debt ceiling limit through the 2022 elections, but reports suggest the bill is unlikely to pass the Senate. The FOMC meeting, the main macro event today, although the Fed is not expected to make a formal tapering announcement. Consensus seems to revolve around a November announcement, with the central bank actually beginning the tapering process in December or early 2022 at a pace of $15 billion a month. The dot plot will be the other big area of focus today. Median projections for 2022 expectations to continue to show no rate change, though economists have flagged a slight upside risk. Some debate about whether the median dot for 2023 will shift up from 2 rate hikes to 3. Another light night in macroeconomic data. Eurozone flash consumer confidence is due, but post this recording. On the U.S. macro calendar, August existing home sales. On the cryptocurrency front, CoinDesk reports Coinbase is preparing a pitch for a proposed crypto regulatory framework to federal officials and plans to unveil their proposal in the coming days. In notable movers, Entain is up more than 5% in Europe as it considers a bid from DraftKings. And back to the U.S., Stitch Fix was up more than 12% after hours after reporting earnings post-close. FedEx and Adobe were down 4% following post-close earnings releases. On the earnings front today, General Mills is due to report pre-open. BlackBerry, H.B. Fuller, and KB Home are due to report post-close. Asian equities ended mixed on Wednesday, with a number of markets still closed for holidays. Mainland China stocks were largely lower on their first day of trading post a two-day holiday. Japan finished lower. Australia was higher on a rally in mining stocks. Taiwan was sharply lower as it played catch-up with the region, while Korea and Hong Kong were closed. A combination of an Evergrande unit pledging to make a coupon payment tomorrow and the PBOC injecting 90 billion yuan into its banking system was enough to ward off the worst of the potential selling in mainland China today, but most of the major indices there still turn lower. Strategists continue to downplay worst-case Evergrande scenarios, with Beijing expected to orchestrate a managed collapse and avoid wider contagion. In central bank news in the region, the Bank of Japan left short and long-term rates unchanged as widely expected, while reaffirming its commitment to asset purchases. The bank also maintained guidance that current easing would continue until inflation stabilizes at the 2% target. European equity markets have opened higher. The energy crunch remains in the headlines, with the IEA urging Russia to ramp up gas supply to Europe. Central bank news also top of mind, with policy decisions from the Bank of England, Swiss National Bank, and Norges Bank due tomorrow. Also in the news, Reuters reported a monthly survey by Citi/YouGov showed UK public inflation expectations for the next 12 months jumped to 4.1% in September from 3.1% in August, the biggest monthly increase since the survey began 15 years ago. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.